Thank you for listening to this message preached at Life Changes Church in Cape Town, South Africa. Our prayer is that as you listen to this inspiring message, your life will be transformed to love Jesus more passionately and equipped to do His will more fervently.
If you could please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 7 to 8. And while you're turning there with me in your Bibles, this morning, if you're looking for a title to this morning's message, is Are You Spiritually Fit and Healthy? Are you spiritually fit and healthy? And I believe God wants to help us as a church, as a family, as a bride, as the body, to become more aware of our spiritual fitness, but more importantly, our spiritual health and well-being. Because our influence for the King and the Kingdom is directly related to that. How many of you have recently gone up Lion's Head and you get to the top of Lion's Head? Wayne, was that you? I remember that was me when Quinton said, let's go up Skeleton Gorge. We're just going for a little hike up Skeleton Gorge. 10 hours later, I was looking for my phone to phone 911. It was one of those wild... We're just going for a little walk, a little stroll. My goodness, it was like an epic endurance, but it was well worth it. And I believe, spiritually, God wants us to be fit. Because the things He's called us to are awesome. And there needs to be a spiritual stamina and a strength internally that helps us run the race that we finish strong. God doesn't want us having stitches and spraining ourselves and falling down by the wayside. He wants us to be spiritually strong. Now, I'm going to read this particular portion in the Living Bible. And it reads like this in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 to 8. It says, don't waste time arguing over foolish ideas and silly myths and legends. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. Bodily exercise is alright, but spiritual exercise is much more important and is a tonic for all you do. So exercise yourself spiritually. Practice being more like Jesus, because it will help you not only in this life, but in the next life to come. How profound is that? Now, many of you can identify with this remote gentleman. I was going to change his face to one or two of your faces, but I decided not to for friendship's sake. But can I say, it's so easy to become a couch potato. It's so easy just to lounge back and not take spiritual fitness seriously. Now, as Shirley and I are growing a little older, it was funny. I phoned Carl this week. Him and his wife, they just recently carried a baby. And I phoned him up and said, hi, Carl, how's it going? One of these is, hey, parenting's not for sissies. I said, growing old is not for sissies. The things start happening to you that you think would never, ever happen to you. Gravity works. This big chest sort of slips down. And I remember a couple of years ago, Shirley and I went to, for the day, on a day off to Montague Springs. Have you been there? Wonderful place, nestled in the mountains, hot springs. And we were sitting in these hot pools, just enjoying the water, chatting, speaking. And then all of a sudden, it was a busload of senior folk from an old age home came. And they were 70 plus. They could have been touching 90. There were some wonderful senior folks. And we just had looked at the relationships and the friendships and the fun. And it was just so great. But something we noticed as they were walking to the pools, they were shuffling along to the pools, but they were still enjoying life. And then Shirley said to me this question, which one do you think I'll look like when I get old? Now that's a trick question. That's a checkmate question. Either way, I was history. because there were all sorts of shapes and sizes. The one guy thought he had a flotation device around his waist, but it wasn't. I thought, am I going to look like that one day? And we had a good chuckle and a good laugh. But can I say to you, God wants us to be spiritually fit with we running the race for the long haul. There are too many casualties in the spiritual journey where people have spiritual heart attacks, etc., etc., and they fall by the wayside. God wants us to realize we've got an inner man as well as we have an outer man. And so often we place more focus on the outer man instead of the inner man. The outer man, we clothe, we feed, we pamper, we entertain, we do all sorts of things, but we neglect our spiritual health and our spiritual fitness. I want to focus on that this morning to help us as a church run the race to the end. Shirley and I belong to Discovery Medical Health, and numerous different medical aids have a similar scheme where they are very proactive in helping members take responsibility for their health and fitness, and they have all sorts of benefits, all sorts of incentives that help the individual member maximize fitness and health, you know, etc., etc. So once a year, you've got to go for your medical. So Shirley and I last week or the week before went off for our medical test to this particular nurse. And one of the lousy things you have to do is get on the scale. And you know what a Bible and a scale have in common? They don't lie. They do. Shirley's convinced there's a demon in that scale. So we climb on the scale, and I said to the nurse, I've got denims on. They weigh at least 2 kilos. I want to take all the small change out of my pocket and my belt and everything. I climbed on the scale and I went, it didn't help. But anyhow, I got weighed in and etc., etc., and Shirley did. And there are a few adjustments that we have to make from a physical point of view, because I want to be like Caleb. In my old age, I still want to take mountains. I want to say to you, young and old, don't lose your inner faith desire to take mountains and to take out giants. Don't settle for the lowlands of comfort and ease. Can I say you become a prime target when you lay back and clutch out? Now, there's another wonderful verse that also speaks with reference to health. In 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that you may go well with you, even as your soul, your inner man, is getting along well. So I wanted to remind you that you have an inner and an outer man. And God wants us to take care of our spirit and soul, because it's directly linked to how well it goes with you on the outside. Yeah. I'm wanting you to be fully aware of that and see the importance of that. Because when you come to Christ, firstly you were spiritually dead. He makes you alive. But then a lot of people are alive in Christ, but spiritually ill. And God wants to heal us that we can be effective and count for the kingdom of God. Now, I'd like just to draw a bit of a parallel between some of these tests that Shirley and I went through and went on, for you to begin to see how God wants to help you where you are. But you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He does. But He wants you to build faith today that you can climb that mountain tomorrow. We don't know what's around the corner. He knows what's around the corner. You build today that you can face whatever it is tomorrow. So often people, they come into a mountain or an issue or a challenge, and all of a sudden they don't know what to do. You build your foundation while the sun is shining, so when the storms of life come, you'll stand strong. Your weight. And that wasn't what popped up on the scale. Help. See, we have a natural weight, we have a relational weight, and we have a spiritual weight. Your natural weight is measured in kilos. Now, can I say to you, we all have a relational weight. How many of you know when you say that person carries weight? You're not talking about what's around their waist. In other words, what you're saying is who they are, their life, their words carries weight with you. They have an influence in your life. Relationally, God wants to continually increase our influence in one another through relationships, because that's the connectedness in life, relationship with Him and with one another. And then our spiritual weight. God wants to make you 130, 140, 150 kilos. God wants to increase our spiritual weight. Now you might say, well, what do you mean by that? First, if I could say, increasing the God weight within by our daily devotions that have depth and breadth to them. Your daily devotions, like, how many of you enjoy going to a buffet? When you consider, I noticed all the bachelor's hands went up. When you go to a buffet, it's wonderful. You've got to learn to pace yourself. And you start off on the starters, and you go to the mains, the puddings, and back to the mains. And you just juggle between them. And you walk out thinking, oh, where's the Enos? Where's the Rennies? Now that doesn't help put weight on. That just is, our fan doesn't actually help. It's not productive. We've all been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And then undone the buckle. Can I say to you, God wants us to begin to start eating healthy spiritual food and having devotions with breadth and depth. Now the word glory in the Hebrew is kabod, and in the Greek is doxadeo, and there are variations of that. But it means God's weight, God's splendor, God's honor, His majesty. In other words, Christ-likeness. So wanting to increase our spiritual weight means wanting to increase our Christ-likeness and the reflecting of that, because that's what the community, the city, and the nation wants to see. God wants us to increase His spiritual weight. Can I say to you this morning, you cannot put on weight quickly. I see guys in the gym have this special mixture, this special formula, this special this, this special that. You can have all those additives, but there's no substitute for your daily devotions with depth and breadth. And when I talk about depth, I'm talking about firstly your devotions need to be God directed. Never have your devotions where it's all about you and me and me and you and no, it's God focused. Can I say to you this morning, God wants to help us as a people have our eyes fixedly focused on Him. You're always going to have challenges in life. You're always going to have difficulties in life. And He's not going to remove them, He's going to take you through them. But you need to have your eyes on Him, and then you'll be able to walk more speedily through them. This whole thing of thinking Christianity is a trouble-free life is a lie. It's not true. God uses the challenges and the fiery challenges of this difficulty to refine us to become more like Him. Now God's weight in our lives. Let me give you a few examples of how you and I can begin to increase God's weight within us. Firstly, is when you begin to take the scriptures and discover that you're a son and a daughter by grace and faith, not by works or anything you do, all of a sudden, about 20 kilos are added onto your inner man's weight. Some of you are still struggling whether you're a son and a daughter, a child of God, and it's all performance based. Can I say to you, God loves you as you are. But He loves you too much to leave you as you are. He wants you to begin to change to become more like His Son. There's that tension of I'm a child of God, but we need to grow up and mature. He wants us to grow up and mature. A bride is not a baby, a child. A bride is a mature young person. We begin to add weight when we know we're His sons and His daughters. That you can enter His presence 24/7 without dependent, doesn't matter what kind of day you've had, you can call Him Abba Father and you have His full attention. That adds weight to you. That adds weight when you know that, and there's that reality. You have weight when you know you are loved unconditionally. When you don't have to prove anything to God, you don't have to strive or struggle, He loves you. You're His beloved. It just adds a settledness and a weight. So when the devil comes and lies to you, oh, but you've done this, or you've said this, or what about that thought or that attitude, you know that you're loved by God and you're a work in progress. That you don't go and all fall down in a heap and cry. When you know you're loved by God, guess what? It's so much easier to love others. And I think so many struggle to love others because they don't know how much they're loved by God. This morning, first thing I did when I just come before God, I said, "Oh Lord, thank you for your amazing love." And I just sensed the whisper of the Lord saying, "Wally, it's bottomless." And I smiled because of the link to coffee. But some of you know I'm a little coffee-holic. And just knowing God's love is bottomless, it's just a wonderful thought. You can drink it in and then you can pour it out on others. That adds weight to you. When you know that you are forgiven by God, He doesn't hold your past against you. He's pressed the delete button. Man, that adds great weight on the inside because it frees you from guilt and condemnation. It adds weight to your life. So many Christians are undernourished. Thin on the inside. Healthy on the out, but thin on the inside. Can I say, when you know you're forgiven by God, it's so much easier to forgive others. You can press the delete button so easy when others offend you because you know how much you've forgiven. Can I say, when you have been water baptized in obedience to the Word of God, that adds more weight. Because you know you're dead to the world and dead to sin, and you're alive in Christ through obedience. That adds another 20 or 30 kilos to you. When you get filled with the Spirit, whoa, you're just bulking up. And you're filled with the power of God, you're beginning to add great weight to who you are. Can I say to you, live in a place of being continually filled with the Spirit. Live in a place of communion and fellowship with the Holy Spirit to stay full and overflowing. I encourage soaking, but I equally encourage being squeezed. By that I mean, if you enjoy the presence of God and the soaking music, say, "Lord, take me out in the world and squeeze me that I can be a blessing to others." Can I say, you add weight to your inner man when you know who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. You need to know both. That adds weight to you. So that when you walk down the street, your inner man is flexing those biceps. Your inner man is as a rippling six pack. When you begin to know who. Now I'm talking to guys. It could be curves for ladies. Whatever. I don't know. But just get the picture. Your inner man needs to be big and strong. So when you start walking and start living out the Christ life, the devil goes, "Whoa, I better get out of here. Better get out of here." I don't know if Jean Notte is here this morning. He's from the DRC. Wonderful French guy. He was on the foundations course about two terms ago. Now he's about 6 foot plus. And he's a big guy. And I feel so good next to him because he's my brother. I could walk down Parklands and not even flinch if he's there next to me. But can I tell you what? When you and I have a great revelation of the Christ that dwells in us, we'll be able to go anywhere. Because we know greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Can I say to you, church, this morning, we need to get a hold of the Bible in a fresh way. One of the reflection questions I've got for you is, talk to one another of how you have your devotions that have depth to it. For me personally, the best thing I did 25 plus years ago is have a diary. A journaling book where I journal what God speaks to me. Where I write down the God thoughts and what He's revealing to me. I write down the things and the people I pray for. But that's the reach. See, we need to have depth and we need to have reach. We need to be able to have breadth to our lives. Otherwise, we become very inward introspective. We need to be outward looking and upward focused. God wants to help you to find your purpose, and it unfolds through your daily devotions. I want to say it unfolds through your daily devotions. God really, really wants to help you. Can I say, don't live on spiritual pre-cooked meals, on blogs and tweets and TBN and books and DVDs. Those are good to read, but never let it be a substitute for alone time with God in the Bible. Without your cell phone. I could never be intimate and close with you with a cell phone next to us. Isn't that right? You've got to be focused. And often we lose our focus and we're not hearing because of all the noise pollution around us. We've got to silence that. That's why Jesus, when you go into a closet, what did he say? Close the door. Didn't he say close the door? And I think he wants to help us in that. The blood, after we had our way in, put the thing of meter around it, she said, we want some blood. I donate blood, but she just wanted a drop of blood. And I'm forever amazed at what people can discover from and out of blood. Interesting, the Bible says in Leviticus 17:11, the life is in the blood. There's so much about blood that's profound and important. In fact, when the Bible speaks of blood, it speaks primarily of covenants and relationships. Covenant and relationships. 90%+ of illnesses and diseases can be detected through various different blood tests. Can I say a spiritual blood test is important? You might say, well, Wally, what are you talking about? How many of you know that high blood pressure, the anxieties and stresses of life, Jesus said, will weigh you down? And many of us need to begin to get grips with realizing, hold on a minute, I cannot let the voices of the world with the demands and the pressures rob me of God's peace in my heart and life. God wants us to come to the place of being living with the peace of God and having His peace rule in our hearts. High blood pressure comes through broken and strained relationships. God wants us to live at peace with all people. God wants us to walk in peace and to the best of our ability be reconciled. Can I say, you're big on the inside when you can approach somebody you know you've offended or upset or stood on their toes and say, you know what, I was doof and stupid, please forgive me. You know what it does? It brings your high blood pressure down to normal again. And then your spiritual inner man can function normally. Can I say, I think a lot of our spiritual diseases is because we've got relational challenges and difficulties. God wants us to keep short accounts. God wants us to forgive today, tomorrow's offenses. God wants us to walk freely and live lightly. And Luke 21 verse 34, interesting, Luke was a doctor. He said this, be careful that your hearts are not weighed down with the anxieties of life that will close in like a trap on you. And to me, that's the closest picture of a panic attack. Many of us have those from time to time. I've got to realize, hold on a second, I'm letting anxiety rule and instead of peace. What about low blood pressure? It's equally dangerous. It's where we begin to have an indifference, who cares, attitude in life. God wants us to be aware of that so we deal with those things. There's the deadly selfitis virus where it's all about you. Can I say it'll keep your blood pressure low? It's dangerous as well. God wants us to have a normal blood pressure that we can function fully and completely for Him. We all have different blood types. There's A, B, O, A, B, positive, negative. And it's interesting that, spiritually speaking, that there are certain people that we gravitate towards and I feel comfortable with. If I could call it common blood types. And it's nothing wrong with that. But we need to have our hearts open to all people of all races, all genders, all works and ways of life. We need to have that to be healthy. Otherwise, we start becoming cliques, and that's not a God thing. A clique could become a clot that could cause a heart attack. God wants us to be open-hearted to all people. We had to have a cholesterol test. We had to have an iron test in your blood. Don't ask me how iron's in your blood, but apparently it helps with oxygen distribution, whatever, whatever. But can I say to you, God wants us to have the iron and strength of convictions in our heart for what we believe in and what we're willing to die for. A lot of folks, well, what do you believe? Believe Jesus is Lord. Yes, He's Lord. But is He Lord of all? Of my heart? Is He Lord of my thoughts? Is He Lord of my looks? The looks? Is He Lord of my words, my attitudes, my past, my present, my future? Lord of my sexuality? Is he Lord of my finance? Lord of my time? He wants to be Lord of all. I'm saying to you, church, this morning, let's make sure that we stay spiritually fit and healthy, that we don't fall down by the wayside with cramps, etc., etc. I want to conclude on spiritual fitness, because I believe it's an important element and aspect with reference to becoming a person that will run the race. Now, Johnny, unfortunately, is not able to be here. Sam here this morning. Johnny was working. Oh, there you are, Sam. This is a couple that have done amazingly. I wish I had pictures of the before and after. Johnny was involved in a motorbike accident maybe 2 years ago, approximately, and miraculously delivered that he wasn't killed. But he messed up his heel really bad. And he carried a bit of excess weight. And the doctor said, if you want that heel to fully heal, you're going to have to do something. So he really took seriously losing weight. He lost 30 kilos. That's a serious amount of weight. And then he started gymming. And I asked him, and he brought Wayne. You go to the gym, I can see that. I need you to help me here. Now, Wayne didn't look like he did by playing tiddlywinks. Wayne's been to the gym and done a few serious things in the gym. Now, can I say to you this morning, every single morning when you open your Bible and you begin to say, God, I want you to speak to my heart. When you say, Lord, I'm going to read until you speak. And when he speaks, you stop and you start mining down. Guess what you're doing? Do a few curls for us. That's what you're doing. Hey, how's that? Whoa, pumping irons here. Shall we see how many you can do now? You're done. Thank you, Wayne. Can I say, when you start taking those verses that speak to you and start meditating on them, guess what you're doing? You're pumping irons. When you take that word and you start praying the word, you are pumping irons. When you start taking that word and saying, Lord, I want your word to abide in me, and I want your word to live in me, you are pumping iron. You might say, well, Wally, where do you start? Firstly, find scriptures when you read the Bible on who God is. Everything about His nature, His character, His ways, His attributes, mark them, underline them, highlight them. Because you see, it's as you get to know Him, He builds your inner man up. He strengthens your inner man. Then secondly, I would say to you, wherever you are struggling in life, in your marriage, in your finances, with your kids, at work, whatever it is, find scriptures related and pertinent to that. And start committing them to memory. Start committing them to memory. If you do one a week, it's 52 in a year. And you're only a year old as a Christian. Can I say, I believe we sometimes need to challenge our minds to remember the Word of God. Because when you've got it in your mind, you can be anywhere and you can turn it over and over and over. It's called meditation. You know what? You'll never build muscle when you piggyback on somebody else's revelation. A lot of people can quote what this person said and what this person said, but you've got to learn to quote what Jesus has told you, what God is speaking to you. Can I say we can turn flab into muscle by being a doer of God's Word? Can I say to you this morning, allow the Holy Spirit to become your personal trainer. He wants to train you that you become strong on the inside. That you get that six pack and biceps and triceps and whatever seps on the inside. God wants to help you, church. A quick workout is learn to serve others before yourself. Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, I'm closing. It says you were called to freedom. And he says, don't use your freedom to indulge in your sinful nature. In other words, don't use your freedom just to benefit yourself, but rather use it to serve others. Can I say to you, you begin to pull big weights. Johnny said to me the other day, he was squatting 100 kilos. That's serious. That's when you put the thing on your shoulder and you go down and you go up. That's a squat, eh? Can I say, when you begin to start serving others, you're doing some serious squats and bench presses. And can I tell you what? You serve with your gifts, your talents and abilities. These children's church teachers, they are serving with their passion and their gift. Can I say, there's many more out there than you say, hey, I want to do that. Yeah. Can I say, you serve by all sorts of big things, small things, through counseling, through your praying, through serving. Can I even say to you, the other Sunday, there was a new visitor here, and I could see they were troubled. And God's Spirit was beginning working on them, and they were on the run. They just wanted to leave. And I said, no, I've got to go. I can't talk. I said to them, well, how about over a cup of coffee we can talk? And I could sense a kindredness in spirit all of a sudden. They said, okay. And you know, Timothy Duncan, 4 months old as a Christian, one of our baristas, made a cup of coffee that kept that person here, that I could engage with them and minister to them. See, it's a small thing, but it had a huge impact. Never ever think that anything you do for God is small or insignificant. Can I say, everything is big in God's eyes when you do it out of love, in faith, and to serve others for His glory. That's getting muscle on you. That's building up your inner man. Second thing is encouraging one another. Can I say to you this morning, the encouragement is something we all need to flex and need to work on. Whether it's by picking up the phone, popping in, visiting, encouraging, SMS, something like that. Don't make them generic SMSs, please. Put some of your own heart and propheticness into it. See, God, what is it you're wanting to say to this person? Phone them or encourage them. When you begin to make it a lifestyle, guess what? As you give encouragement, guess where you receive encouragement? From the Lord. Build up your inner man. Make it a daily habit. That's why it says daily, encourage one another. Can I say, not just Christians, non-Christians. I've got a habit daily. I phone a non-Christian, I pop in, SMS, whatever. Phone somebody that doesn't know why. Which you've got life to give. Go beyond your comfort zone. Paul spoke about in 2 Corinthians 10, he wanted the gospel to be preached beyond the regions of where he was. Can I say this morning, step out of your comfort zone. For some of you, it might be just saying hi to somebody you don't know in this family. To say, hey, can I treat you to a cup of coffee? Can I buy you one of those muffins or donuts or crumpets or whatever else is out there for sale? Say, can I just get to know you a little bit? I've seen you regularly on a Sunday. Hey, can we just chat? Tell me a bit about yourself. You know what the difference that can make? It'll make a huge difference. Just going up to talk to somebody. The family. We should be doing that more and beyond. Invite a friend or visit a friend. This is some good heart exercise. It'll keep your spiritual cardio strong. Lastly, pray for others. Can I say to you, my heart's desire is that every person in this family, no matter what the need is, you have faith in your heart, you have enough Bible knowledge in your heart that you can pray one for another. Whenever a person comes to me and says, oh, Wally, I've got so-and-so, would you please pray for them? I think, I haven't done my task well. It was my task is to equip you for the works of service. I have no greater thrill and joy when I see on a Sunday afterwards people in the courtyard coffee bar praying for one another. We need to be confident with faith in our hearts, with a Bible knowledge in our hearts, we can pray one for another. We need to be able to share our testimony at the drop of a hat. We ought to be able to pray for people for healing, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. For being water baptized, I have no greater thrill than hearing days afterwards, oh, so-and-so, they went down to the beach and baptized so-and-so and so. Oh, whoa, that is brilliant. Or baptize them in a swimming pool. You know what? It's the saints doing the works of ministry. What is ministry? It's just serving and loving Jesus and others. We ought to be competent, the Bible says, to counsel one another. There are those that are specially gifted for in-depth counseling, but we are able to counsel one another from the Scriptures, God's Word. Not Oprah, Dr. Phil, no, the Scriptures. Can I say, David said, your word, your statutes are my counselors. We need to get a philosophy and a culture and a mindset. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Because we've got so many ex-squirts out there. Not experts, ex-squirts. Are squirting their little 2 cents worth onto people and they think that's the answer. Can I tell you this morning, the Bible and Jesus is the answer. We go back to the Bible. That's where you begin to build muscle. So no matter what you go through, you're strong. Be someone God and others can count on. Can I say to you this morning, God wants us to flex our muscles. God wants you to take seriously your walk with Him and our life and living as a family. I have no greater thrill in seeing people stand up and grow into the full measure and stature of Christ. I want to urge you this morning and appeal to you this morning. How's your inner health? How's your inner fitness? Don't let a crisis get you to the gym. Get fit now that you can face whatever. You'd be surprised. Most Sundays, our people come, this crisis. But you know what? There's nothing in them. They're on reserve. Fill up that you're ready to pour out. Fill up that you're ready to pour out. Your marriage, don't wait for things, the pulpit to hit the fan. Find out what the Bible says about your marriage. Can I say, every guy, you need to be treating your wife. Flowers, chocolates, a few other things. Love on them. Happy wife, happy life. Not from the Bible, quoting Jeff Allen. If you haven't watched that series, it's a worth watch. I believe this morning, God wants to invite you to a spiritual gym contract that's free, that is indefinite, but He wants you to daily work out with Him. Increase your spiritual weight to become a giant on the inside, that when you get up in the morning, the devil says, oh no, here comes my worst nightmare. Oh no, here comes a headache for me.
For regular updates and more information about Life Changes Church, please visit our website www.lifechanges.org.za. The Lord bless you.